The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, a mitzvah hamisha sishav tzivan of the Yisala, kwa nechba tzivay zeh palmim. It's repeated a few times in Kumash. Omer va'avata misashem al-kecha, va'omer va'osso sa'avodu, va'omer va'osso sa'avod, va'omer ul'ovdo. ואף על פי שזה הציבור גם כמן הציבורים הכל כמו שבעיון בשורש הרביעי in the Shorash Revi, at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam explains that each of the Tayag Mitzvot, which is included in the Minyan Tayag, is there by virtue of the fact that it contains a distinct tzivui, as opposed to psukim like Ushmartim es Mitzvosai. Ushmartim es Mitzvosai is certainly being said as the Lashon tzivui, it's being said as an imperative, but it's not a distinct mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is reinforcing or just reviewing and encompassing all other mitzvahs. So the Rambam says on one level, the various psukim of avadatam are tzivuyim kolon. You serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu by being the kind of mitzvahs, and on that level, it doesn't constitute a distinct tzivuy. And wouldn't make its way into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. However, hine yesh bo yichud, but it also contains a very specific and distinct tzivoy, which is not presented elsewhere, shehu tziva b'tfila. Lashon tzifri la'ovdo zo tfila. Va'omu gam kein, ula'ovdo ze talmud. Ubimishnaso shall of Eliezer, Benosho of Yossi and Tuli Omru, Minayin Ika Tfila Besocha Mitzvos, Mehocha Sashamal Kathatira Vosso Savo. The Omru Mimedish Hagodo, the Omru, excuse me, of the of Dehu Viso or of Deu b'Sarosso, of Deu b'Megdosho. Kloma l'lecha shom l'hespalel bo v'negdo k'mo shevi ha'shlomo olav ha'shalom. So the Sefri says, l'avdo b'chol avavchem is that avodah shevalev means tefillah. So the Rambam says, by virtue of that, it's a distinct mitzvah, and chiyuv tefillah is a daraisa. That's what it means. L'avdo b'chol avavchem means contains, means the chiyuv tefila. And then Ban is masig. Maybe we'll come back and talk about some of the Rambam's writings, but for now, Ramban is masig. He quotes different Gemaras, which he feels indicate that tefillah, even once a day, is only drabanan. So if you take a look around 8-9 lines down, elavada kol inyan hatefillah. It's in the middle of a line around 8 or 9 lines down. Elavada kol inyan hatefillah ein ochov klal. There is no chiyuv tefillah min haTorah, aval hu mimidas chesed habari is baruch aleinu sheshamei ve'one v'chol karein elav. Avada, there is a musag of tefillah min haTorah. Avada, the Torah recognizes tefillah. But tefillah exists not as a chiyuv, tefillah exists as a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he allows us to approach him b'tefillah, and that he shomeh, and that he responds, and that he shomeh va'omer. But that exists as a chesed. It doesn't exist min haTorah as a mitzvah. So then what is the pasuk of the b'chol avavchem mean? V'ika akosov, if it doesn't mean tefillah, so then what does it mean? V'ika akosov l'ovdo b'chol avavchem mitzvahs esay shetia kol avodosenu lakel yizbarach b'chol levavenu. Klomar, b'kavona ritzuya shlema l'shmo u'be'ein hir hora. Lo shenasa ha-mitzvahs b'lo kavona Oal hasafek, ula yesh bahem toalas. Umasha doshu, skipping a line and a half at least for now. Umasha doshu b'tzefila ovdo zehatalmud of achazo tefila asmachtehi. So the Ramban says that the pshutos of mikra of the v'chol v'afchem is that the Torah says that we have to be over Hashem wholeheartedly. That's what it means. V'chol v'afchem of the v'chol v'afchem means that when we're over Hashem, again, over Hashem means, as it does for the Rambam, on the level of a tzivah hakolel, to do mitzvahs. To do so b'chol levavchem. To do so b'chol levavchem. What does it mean to do so wholeheartedly? So it means to do so, again, sort of not just mindlessly, below kavona. And B, it means to do so with conviction. That a person shouldn't, well, I don't know whether the mitzvahs really accomplish anything, the person should will think to himself, whether they do, they don't. No, a person fulfills mitzvahs, A, he's invested in what he's doing, he's not doing it mindlessly, and B, it's with a sense of conviction, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, these are his mitzvahs, it's emes, this is Ratzon Hashem, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Yet a person fulfills mitzvahs with conviction, wholeheartedly. And when Chazal associated tefillah with the B'chol Levavchem, they did so b'toras asmachta. Okay, there are many, many things here which the Ramban himself will elaborate on, but just briefly for today, this is a theme which recurs in the Ramban. So if you take a look, for instance, when the Ramban comments in Parshas Vaschanan, it's on the second page of the sources. When the Ramban comments on in Vaschanan, so Shomo Tishman is mitzvah Hashem lekechem veidosu v'chukah v'sher tzivach v'asisa yoshev atov v'eni Hashem l'man yitav lach u'vasa v'yorashtah sa'aretz atov v'asher nishva Hashem l'avosecha. So the Ramban comment on v'asisa yoshev atov, what we usually focus on here is the second pshat that the Ramban gives in v'asisa yoshev atov. But the first pshat, What does it mean, Vasisa Yoshev Atov? How is that not sort of just, is that just repetitious? Isn't Yoshev Atov, doesn't that refer to the mitzvahs? So how is that sort of distinct from what Pasuk Yud Zayin said? So the Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat, the simple pshat in the Pesukim is as follows. Al Derech HaPshat, as distinct from what Chazal say, which is what the Ramban elaborates on in his second approach to Vasisa v'yashav atov. Al derech ha-pshat yomar, tishmeru mitzvah sashem ve'edosa v'chukosa, posuk yitzayin, right? Fulfill all mitzvahs, comply, fulfill all mitzvahs. And then, what is posuk yitzayin adding? U'techaven ba'asiyasan, lasos ha-tov v'hayosha ve'enu bilvad. But what should frame your kiyama mitzvahs? It's not enough, the Torah says, it's not enough that we're mekayim mitzvahs. It's not enough that we comply. It's not enough that we do. No, so we have to frame, we have to contextualize our kiyum mitzvos. Techavin basiyosan, the way the kiyum mitzvos should be framed is lasos atova yoshebenu bilvad. Why am I eating matzah? Because that's what's tov on Pesach. That's what's tov the yoshebenu Hashem. Why am I putting on tefillin? Because that's what's tov the yoshebenu Hashem. The same motif, as the Ramban says, in the La'avda v'chol levavchem, the Torah commands not only what to do, but how to do it. Right? Not only the what, but the how as well. You have this yet a third time in the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. So here again, the sequence of psukim is al tifnu el alilim, velohem aser kol asasu lachem ani Hashem elokeichem. That's followed by the pasuk of v'chisiz b'chuzem v'chlamim l'Hashem l'tzomchem l'tzonachem tizbachuhu. Says the Ramban, v'omar v'chisiz b'chuzem v'chlamim כי אחרי שעשה הזביחה לכל עבודה לאלילן ולאלוהים עשיך, ומי כן כל העבודות כולם לשם המיוחד, אבטא הקדוש ברוך הוא קטגוריקלי forbids being עובד עבודה זר, and says that all avoda, all worship, has to be directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer ki kashe tizbuchu l'Hashem, lo tizbuchu lo elu l'tzonchem. Shetiyye avodaschem l'rotzon l'fonav, v'yirtze b'chem ke'eved yisratze el adonav ba'asoso kol asher yitzavenu. Right, so l'tzonchem, the Ramban translates as for you to find favor, right? That for you to find favor before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in carrying out His will, in doing His ratzon. V'hatam shelo tachshivu, look at these next two lines, they're very, very cryptic. והטעם שלא תחשבו שיהיה בעבוד הזור שום תועלס ולא תעשו עבוד את השם הנכבר על מנס לקבל פרס אלו לעשות רצונו כי רצונו הפושט הוא הראוי והמחייב. So what was the last two lines? The Ramban says the Tzonchem Tizbalchuhu, again, this is the same motif. Why are you bringing a korban? To do the Tzon Hashem. The character to fulfill his mitzvahs. Again, the Torah is commenting not only on what we do, but the motivation, the how. The how and the why. But then he sort of goes back to the previous pasuk about Avodah Zarah, but he links that to not being over on Menas L'Kabel Pras. Right? L'tzorchem Tizbachuhu means I'm not bringing this korban to score points. I'm not trying to get something out of it. I just want to be a faithful eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. There's no agenda, no motive other than that. Okay, good. But what's that got to do with Shelo Tachshuv Sheyeh Be'Avodah Zarah Shum Toalas? You see the question? You see the difficulty there? It's clear, right? You see it, Rabbi Yossi? So it was like this. Ramban is saying something extraordinary. Ramban is saying, don't think that the mistake of Avodah Zarah is that Obdei Avodah Zarah have, don't think that the mistake only consists of the fact that Obdei Avodah Zarah have the wrong address. They're being Ovei, but the wrong address. Instead of being Ovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're being Ovei to three. They're being Ovei to Adava Hanifa. They're being Ovei to whatever. Don't think that that's the only mistake of Ovei Avodah Zarah. But otherwise, no, maybe there's a lot or something to be learned from them, albeit we'll redirect it. So we won't, Rahman Litzlan, make that mistake of having the wrong address for our avoda, but once we have the correct address, so maybe there's insight in terms of darkei avoda to be gleaned from ode avodah zarah. Right? So notice the Ramban says, al tifnu alilim means more than just don't worship the alilim. Al tifnu alilim. Don't even, without worshiping them, don't even look in that direction and think that there's something to be gleaned. Why? Because the Ramban says, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's, of course, they're wrong in whom or what they're being obeyed. Of course they're wrong in that. But Ovdei Avodah Zarah also have a distorted conception of what constitutes Avodah, of what Avodah is all about. It's not only that they have the wrong address, it's that they have the wrong conception of Avodah. By Avodah Zarah, everything is transactional. Everything is transactional. that a person is obeyed because he wants to get something out of the, there's a rain god, and the person wants rain, okay, so it's transactional. So we do this, and in return, this is what we're trying to get. That's, it's, by Avodah Zarah, of course it's the wrong address, of course it's the wrong focus of the Avodah, but it's also a distorted, totally distorted, and totally wrong conception of what Avodah means. And that's what the flow in the Ramban is. V'hatam, when the Torah says, again, tam in the Ramban doesn't mean reason, it usually means the like the substance of what's being said, the thrust, the substance of what's being said. V'hatam, shelo tachshuv, don't think, shiyeh b'avodah zarah shum toralas, don't think you can take something, you can lift a page out of the Avodah Zarah manual and transpose that and say, but we'll redirect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, lo tachshuvu shiyeh b'avodah zarah shum toralas. V'lo tasu, and v'lo tasu means don't imitate them. Don't transpose their distorted conception of Avodah, Rachmanu Litzlan, onto Avodah Hashem. Lo tasu Avodah Hashem hanichbar amenas lekabel pras, because that's what the Avodah Zarah, the conception of Avodah is. It's transactional. It's transactional. You go into the grocery store, you want a quart of milk, you give a dollar. You want something from a deity, so then you give a korban. It's the same. It's transactional. V'hatam shelo tachshuvu shiyeh b'avodah zarah shum toalas. V'lo tasu avodas Hashem hanichbad, Hashem hanichbad al menas lekabel pras. Ella, no, what's avodah about lasos v'tzoldo? That's what you frame. That's what the essence of avodah is. Ki ritzono haposhut hu haroi v'hamachayeh, without looking for anything. Avodah, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar, he gives schar. But that's, you know, that's, as it were, that's what his cheshbon is. But our cheshbon is supposed to be, no. Ki ritzono haposhut hu haroi v'hamachayeh, which is the, again, it's the same idea from Ulaavdo b'chol levavchem, that the Torah is commanding not only the what, that's what the Shomo Tishman is the what, but then the b'chol levavchem, the basisa hayoshev v'atov, the l'tzonchem tizbachuhu, is the how, is the mindset, which should frame the kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Okay, so maybe we'll pick up a little bit more with this tomorrow, also the next session.